Welcome to episode 3 of Let's Talk Gen Z, a podcast created and produced by Gen Z, We Are the Future.
On today's episode, we will be discussing how our mental health has been affected due to the pandemic and social isolation.
At the end of this episode, we will talk about current events that have been happening around the world in the last week.
Hi, my name is Jimin Lee.
Leonardo Rojas.
And Kylie Brown. We are the speakers for today's episode.
The COVID-19 pandemic had a great impact on our mental health worldwide. From a lack of motivation to increased levels of anxiety to record suicide rates, mental health has rapidly declined.
When the pandemic first started, we all left school and work eagerly anticipated the break from our busy lives. They said it would be 2 weeks.
But as quarantine grew longer and longer, we realized that the pandemic was way worse than we thought it was. The days started to blend together in a dull muddle because there is no difference between work and home life.
So tell us, how has our mental health been affected due to the lockdown?
About a month into quarantine, everyone started to lose motivation to do work. A mother, Lisa, said that the months of virtual class and relative social isolation had changed her extroverted 13-year-old son in profound ways that I had never anticipated. His grades slipped badly, and he began to withdraw. Next, he was telling us he couldn't make himself do the work, that he didn't want to disappoint us all the time, that he was worthless. Worthless.
Our mental health has been affected due to less social contact and stress. The stress from grades dropping and cancellations of activities have caused many teens' mental health to deteriorate.
Teenagers are more affected by this because our physical and emotional changes affect us greater than most other people. Difficulty in school and other activities can cause stress, anxiety, and even depression.
Researchers found sharp spikes from 2019, pre-pandemic, to 2020 in a span of psychological conditions including self-harm, OCD, ADHD, overdoses, depression, anxiety, and etc.
Compared to 2019, mental health struggles have increased immensely. There is a 67.5% increase in generalized anxiety disorder and a 49.6% increase in depression among the ages of 19 to 22 years old across the U.S.
During the first phase of the pandemic in the U.S., claims for mental health disorders increased by approximately 100% for the 13 to 18 age group.
Isolation and loved ones passing has also had a large impact on teenagers. A recent nationwide case study shows that the rate of people suffering from intense grief from loved ones passing from COVID is 55%.
Adolescents have shown much more depression, PTSD, anxiety, and suicidal intentions and behavior than adult components. Adolescents endorsed by 55% depression symptoms were likely equivalent to major depression episodes.
How should we cope with loss during the pandemic?
This pandemic has taken so much from us, whether it was a loved one, a job, or your social life. You are not alone. This pandemic is just as much a psychological crisis as it is a medical one.
Losing a loved one to COVID-19 has unfortunately become the reality of so many people. You may feel frustrated, angry, or regretful, as do many others. These emotions are even stronger because of how sudden and unexpected these losses are.
Experts recommend spending more time with your loved ones and always checking up on them. It's also recommended to speak to people who are experiencing the same losses as you. Venting to people who are going through the same situation as you has so many psychological benefits. Some include reducing emotional distress, reducing stress, and improving your immune system. Working in a pandemic is not so easy either. If anything, it's made it harder. Students are now required to stare at a screen for up to 9 hours a day for online classes.
After school is dismissed for the day, students still have homework to complete. The workload hasn't decreased or been modified since pre-pandemic in-person school. This means that students often stay up late in order to finish everything. Because of online classes, students' sleep schedules are severely unhealthy.
Add the stress and extra screen time that comes with studying for and taking tests, and you've got yourself a recipe for anxiety and a lack of motivation.
What are your experiences of working during a pandemic?
For me, my experiences with academics during the pandemic was actually not that bad. My school is an online high school, so we're doing a self-paced learning right now. Except for not getting to meet my friends as much as I did before, virtual learning has been pretty great. I have gotten an opportunity to work with various international youth organizations and started my own as well. Especially working with Gen Z, where the future has been absolutely wonderful.
At first, I was pretty excited to do school online and have more time for other things. However, recently it's been getting a little harder to maintain focus, and I check my phone a lot and just never really get work done. Though I'm able to do more things outside of school, like be a part of Gen Z, when it comes to work, I found it harder to feel a purpose in like schoolwork. I've enjoyed being able to focus on hobbies outside of school, though.
My experience with work seemed heavier and worse. School itself isn't an easy experience, whether it be online or offline. At first, I was really excited to have a two-week break, but I now feel constantly tired in social situations compared to pre-pandemic situations. My mental health lately has improved a lot, but near 2019 to late 2020, it declined. I think I learned a lot during this and have had negative and positive experiences.
Another common experience during this lockdown is the inability to be as positive before quarantine. Some psychologists call this anhedonia. It's defined as the inability to experience joy from things that would normally cause happiness. In other words, you may feel numb due to the repetitive nature of life in a pandemic. Hobbies feel like chore, just like everything else does.
What are your own experiences with emotions during this pandemic?
At the beginning of the pandemic and the online learning, I struggled a lot with my emotions and my mental health. I was struggling with toxic productivity, and when I wasn't productive, I got so depressed and just gave up on some of my work. However, as time passed by and I've gotten some habits that could keep me healthy, I got back on track and started focusing on myself a little more.
I was excited to see what staying at home would be like towards the beginning of the pandemic, but I've come to realize that it's actually harder to connect with people over emotions since everything and everyone is more isolated nowadays. I have friends, but I can't really meet with them or talk to them because I have to stay at home. And I don't have any siblings, so right now I can only really hang out with my dog. But at some point, that also gets kind of boring.
I struggle a lot during it. I'm still struggling with emotions now. I did notice a major decline in my mental health and grades. At first, I was really worried about my grades. I generally thought that my worth was equal to the amount of work I could complete and grade I would receive. But I realized it matters more about the effort, not whether my work is right or wrong.
During quarantine, many of us have experienced slumps in productivity and feeling like they don't want to do anything.
There are several different causes of this lack of motivation, one of which is stress.
The stress can come from several different factors or a combination of these factors, such as worrying about the health of your loved ones and the condition of the pandemic. The monotony of the pandemic can create a lack of stimulation, which creates psychological stress, and or the time at home can take away the contagion effect, where at school or work, you see other people motivated and working, so you feel as though you should do the same.
Secondly, because we are in unprecedented times, we shouldn't act like life is as it was a year ago, because it's different. So having the same expectations as before will lower productivity. The attitude that you are not doing enough is also detrimental to your attitude and demeanor, which will negatively affect your productivity as well. First, understand that everyone is born with a different amount of self-motivation, and that while it is hard to increase motivation during quarantine, it can be done.
So tell us, how can we motivate ourselves during quarantine?
First, we can create deadlines. Setting deadlines for yourself to finish an assignment or project, and if the item is longer, like an essay, breaking it up into chunks and setting deadlines for specific parts would help you stay motivated.
Next, check in on others. Luckily, many of us have advanced messaging technologies, so we should use that technology to communicate with one another, giving you a portion of the social interaction that you need. This also might lead to some contagion effect, which is also beneficial to productivity.
Screen breaks are very important too. Taking time away from your screen can increase productivity, and you should focus more on short, concentrated periods rather than slaving away at your computer for hours at a time.
You can create a routine as well. Creating a routine to follow can increase productivity because it mimics when you may have gone into school or work. Instead of waking up 5 minutes before a Zoom call and attending it in your pajamas.
Lastly, going outside. Our health requires that we be outside and get fresh air and sunshine. Even if you're unable to leave your home, sit outside on a balcony or in a yard, and if you can get outside for a walk, then please do so.
Wow, these are all wonderful tips to stay motivated. However, even when we stay motivate ourselves, we struggle with self-love and self-care sometimes.
Yes, that's true. It's so important to make sure that you take good care of your body, mind, and soul every day, not just when you get sick. Learning how to eat right, reduce stress, exercise regularly, and take a time out when you need it are touchstones of self-care. It can help you stay healthy, happy, and resilient.
Socialization is very important for self-care. But often, it's hard to make time for friends and it's easy to neglect your relationships when life gets busy. Close connections are important to your well-being. The best way to cultivate and maintain those relationships is to put time and energy into building your relationships with others. The key is to figure out what your social life needs and to build enough time in your schedule to create an optimal social life.
Secondly, there is mental self-care, which includes doing things that keep your mind sharp, like puzzles or learning about a subject that fascinates you. You might find reading books or watching movies that inspire you fuels your mind. Mental self-care also involves doing things that help you stay mentally healthy. Practicing self-compassion and acceptance, for example, helps you maintain a healthier inner dialogue.
Thirdly, spiritual self-care takes a big part in self-love as well. Research shows that a lifestyle including religion or spirituality is generally a healthier lifestyle. Nurturing your spirit, however, doesn't have to involve religion. It can involve anything that helps you develop a deeper sense of meaning, understanding, or connection with the universe. Whether you enjoy meditation, attending a religious service, or praying, spiritual self-care is way important.
Lastly, there's emotional self-care. It's important to have healthy coping skills to deal with uncomfortable emotions like anger, anxiety, and sadness. Emotional self-care may include activities that help you acknowledge and express your feelings on a regular basis. Whether you talk to a partner or close friend about how you feel, or you set aside time for leisure activities that help you process your emotions, it's important to incorporate emotional self-care into your life.
These types of self-care seem significant for us. Now, how can we develop our self-care plan?
Of course, self-care isn't a one-size-fits-all strategy. Your self-care plan will need to be customized to your needs. A self-care plan for a busy college student who feels mentally stimulated at all time and has a bustling social life might need to emphasize physical self-care.
On the other hand, a retired person may need to incorporate more social self-care into their schedule to make sure that their social needs are being met. Assess which area of your life needs some more attention and self-care, and reassess your life often. As your situation changes, your self-care needs are likely to shift too.
Schedule time to focus on your needs. Even when you feel like you don't have time to squeeze in one more thing, make self-care a priority. When you're caring for all aspects of yourself, you'll find that you are able to operate more effectively and efficiently.
Thank you for joining us as we talked Gen Z.
We hope you enjoyed this episode about mental health on youth during the pandemic.
We wish our tips on self-motivation and self-care can help you cope with your mental health.